Tightwad, a miser.
How would you use the word common in describing a person? What would that mean?
To me,
yes.
Well, when they use the term common man, it just means the general people, you know, people in general, or the general person. And when you, a lot of times you use the word he's common, that means he's below, or his manners aren't good, or something like that.
If you said, if someone says she's a common girl, then...
That means she then is somebody that might misbehave.
Okay.
Or maybe family wasn't considered good or something. That's the way they use it in the South.
If someone is 80 and acts like she's 18, say for her age, she's what?
Spry. Cheerful.
And... what about for a young person who is very active?
Athletic?
But just generally active, seems to always be running here and there, doing everything.
She's an end of everything, I guess you'd say.
Okay.
Full of energy. A doer, they call him.
A young child might not want to have a light in the bedroom.
Nightlight.
Would be because he's what?
Frightened.
Okay, and
scared of the dark.
How would you describe someone who is easily frightened?
Scary cat.
And what about a place or thing that frightens people?
A thing like Boogerman, is that what you're talking about?
You know, there's an old graveyard someplace on the side of the road. You might say that's a, what kind of place?
Eerie. Scary place.
Okay.
Creepy.
If somebody's afraid of something now and wasn't before. I say, I don't understand why she's afraid. She, what?
She didn't used to be afraid.
Okay. If somebody leaves a lot of money on the table and leaves the door unlocked, you'd say he's...
Asking to, trying to, not being careful, I guess you'd say.
Okay. But someone who is very set in his ways and doesn't want to change, you might say, don't be so.
So set in your ways?
Okay,
Unbending, unyielding.
Someone who acts a little bit strange, not really bad, but just a little. You might say there's nothing wrong with Aunt Lizzie.